them Elias and others, Jeremias or one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, somebody say, this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not. I don't care what kind of hellish gates have been coming against you. The Bible already says they shall not prevail against the church. Oh, give him a praise break right now. Would you just thank him for that promise? We thank you, God, that we are in a church that the very gates of hell shall not prevail against. I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You can be seated if you like for just a few minutes. I'm going to Luke, immediately going to Luke, the 13th chapter. I want to talk to you for about 10 minutes about a lady here that we read about. And then I really feel like God would deliver some people here tonight. Geneva, it's good to see you back here tonight. She injured herself recently and hasn't been here for a while. We're so glad you're with us tonight. We missed you. Glad to see you here. But let me say this tonight, if you are in pain, if you have any kind of back problem, spine problem, if you deal with any kind of allergies, I heard Brother Barrow this morning talking about allergies, and so many of you said, yes, we deal with allergies. I believe the Lord would heal allergies tonight. I believe the Lord would heal arthritis tonight. I believe the Lord would heal any kind of cancerous cells that are trying to attack your body tonight. I believe the Lord would heal heart conditions tonight. I believe the Lord would heal lung conditions tonight. I believe the Lord will heal liver. Let me just say it this way. Whatever is ailing you, whatever infirmity is trying to come against you, don't you believe the Lord is a healer of all things? And I believe the Lord is going to do that tonight. And in Luke, the 13th chapter, we read about a woman in verse number 10. The Bible says that Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and it was on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. She had been dealing with this spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And she was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. I will tell you, four of the most powerful words you will ever utter are, will you help me? Because there are times when you cannot help yourself. You cannot lift up yourself. And every once in a while, we need to be able to know there's somebody we can go to and say, would you help me? Would you pray for me? Would you be there for me? Because the Bible says that two are better than one. When I'm going through a valley, I need to know somebody's going to pray with me and believe with me. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Because there are times when I am going through situations, you are going through tests and trials and problems when you feel like you're all alone. And the devil will tell you that you're all alone. And the devil will tell you that nobody cares. And the devil, see, this is his business in your life, is to inflict you with such a spirit of infirmity that it just bows you. This woman literally walked around like this. Maybe you've seen people with these curvatures of the spine, and they actually bow people to the point where all they can do is walk like this. Have you ever seen anybody and they walk like this? It looks terribly miserable, and all they can do is look at the ground, and all they can do is look at the dirt, and all they can do is look at the carpet, and all they can do is look at other people's feet. It's very hard to look somebody in the eye when you're bowed together. You can't look at the sky. You can't look at the sunshine. Somebody could say, oh, the clouds are beautiful, and you have no idea because you're bowed together. The devil's business in your life is to get you to look nowhere but down. Remember the man who was possessed with the demons, and the Bible says that he was so possessed that the devil dragged him not to a celebration of life, but dragged him down to the tombs. That's where he had his dwelling. Why? Because the devil wants you to only see death, darkness, and despair. He wants to convince you that there is no hope for you, there is no help for you. But I came to dispel the lies of the devil tonight and tell you that my Bible says there is hope for hopeless people, there is help for helpless people, there is healing for diseased and sick people, and there's deliverance for anybody who is bound. There's deliverance in the power of the name of Jesus. Will you say this with me? Just say, the devil's a liar. You've got to stop believing his lies. You must dispel them. You must call them what they are. You've got to resist the devil so that he will flee from you. And this woman was so inflicted by this spirit of infirmity for 18 years. The Bible says that she was bowed together and could not lift up herself. Do you know that there's sometimes you don't even know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got? There's times you don't even know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you've got. And there are times when I really believe this, the Lord will allow you to go through some things just to find out that he's all you got. And when you're down to just you and Jesus and you still make it through, you'll find out, well, Jesus, you're all I needed, aren't you? That's all I need. I only needed you anyhow. I didn't need all that stuff. I didn't need all the worry. I didn't need all the sweat and blood and tears that I tried to invest in my own situation. I can't lift up myself anyway. And so thank you. Aren't you glad for Jesus? Now her situation's getting ready to change here, because when Jesus saw her, Jesus sees you tonight. He called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I feel led tonight to pray loosening prayers for people that are bound by whatever. I felt like the Holy Ghost spoke to me, Brother Worthen, and I think you've already done this. I think you've prayed for some people in the sense of loosing people tonight. I felt that in the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, you're going to need to pray for several people that right now are feeling bound and tethered by situations in their life. They feel hopeless. They feel like they can't look up. They feel like there is no hope. We're going to pray for you tonight. You're going to leave here different than you came. Come on. So some of you haven't had a good day for a long time. How would you like to have a good Monday? You want to really put it to the test, you'll take it out for a drive on Monday. I'm telling you, you're going to have a good Monday. And the devil is a liar. Amen? Come on. Oh, I feel doubt rising up when I said you can have a good Monday. Yeah, you can have a good Monday. Amen. And so we often use and talk about the scripture that I opened with, where Jesus says to Peter, I give you the keys. Now, keys, they indicate authority. I've worked in the Department of Correction for 11 years. I worked in a juvenile center for boys, but I traveled around, did a lot of training in some of the other facilities. I walked through Terre Haute, the federal prison there, where I think they had Timothy McVeigh there for a while. I don't know. I think they put him to death some time back, but he was there when I was traveling through there. But one thing you'll notice is there's two sets of people. There's the people on this side of the bars. That's where you want to be. And then there's the people on the other side of the bars. That's where you'd never want to be. That's where you'd never want to be. And the people on this side of the bars, some of them had keys. And you had to, and I worked in a situation where we had to know where our keys were. We had to know we had our keys. And I could have the keys, but you couldn't touch the keys if you were on that side of the bar. Why? Because I was in a position of authority. You were in a position of being bound. And you can't let somebody who's bound have the keys. And what Jesus was saying to Peter was, I'm issuing, because Jesus is going around loosing people, praying for people, casting out devils, and the disciples' eyeballs are this big around all the time. Wow, did you see what Jesus did today? Oh, and can you imagine their fireside evening conversations, Brother Wortham, when they said, did you see that? Just a few fish and loaves today, and they fed, how many you think was it? Well, I counted 5,000, and the women and children too. Wow, can you imagine? And their eyeballs were constantly, their mouths were constantly gaped open. Just wow, did you see what Jesus did to that blind man? He spit in the dirt, put spit and dirt in his eyes, and he could see. Did you see what he did to that deaf man? He healed, and that man couldn't. Did you see what he did to Bartimaeus? Did you see what he did in that lame man's life? All the time they were watching this, but Jesus spun around on him one day and said, hey, you know what? The works that you see me do, you think this is something? The works that you see me do, you will do greater works than these, because I'm going to give you some keys. I'm going to give you some authority. And whenever you bind it on earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. And when you loose it on earth, it's going to be loosed in heaven. And I'm telling the church tonight, Sister Linda, you've got that authority. Sister Tressa, you've got that authority. Brother Gates, you've got that authority. You can speak to your foot, be healed. You can speak to your situation, be loosed. Jesus just walked up to the woman. He didn't do a long interview with her. He knew what her problem was. When you walk around like this, ain't nobody got to ask you what's wrong. And he saw it, and he knew, and he just said to her, woman, thou, this is not wimpy talk. This is authority talk. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And the Bible says that this woman for 18 years that had been bowed together couldn't look at anything but dirt and the ground and people's shoes and their toes and all the junk and all the debris. Immediately, the Bible says she lifted herself up and she was made whole from her infirmity, just like that. It only takes a word. It only takes the turn of a key, and things that had you bound and locks that had you bound can be opened up and you can be healed tonight. I said tonight. Somebody say tonight. I want to tell you, I'm not preaching about next week or next year. I feel like the Lord sent me to this pulpit tonight to encourage you that tonight is your night. And so, with the authority the Lord gave the church, we can bind and we can loose. I know I've preached on that often, but I want to talk about it this way. That we, not only do we have the authority to bind spirits and loose spirits, but we can pray for people who are bound. And we can loose by the authority, not us, not our own power, but by the power of the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost, we can pray for people who are bound by drug addiction. Young people, you need to get a hold of this, because you are going to run into people that are so bound by all kinds of things. Your generation, I'm not knocking you. You're great young people, but your generation is more bound than any other generation has ever been. They're bound by pornography. They're bound by drugs. They're bound by alcohol. They're bound by negative thinking, and they're bound by all kinds of perversions. They're bound by, you've got people that are bound by social media addictions, and they're doing all these things online, and that you can speak into their life like I can't. You can talk to people that I can't talk to, and you can speak into people's lives that I won't be able. I will never talk to a college student in Ohio, Denver, but you could turn around to somebody who's bound by that and say, you know what? I've got what you're looking for. In the name of Jesus Christ, be loosed from your addiction. Be loosed from your habit. Be loosed from that compulsion. And when you call on the name of Jesus, young people, you need to get this. You can speak into people's lives and their lives be changed. Yeah. Husband. husbands, you've got this power to speak over your homes and your families and your marriages. Wives and mamas, you can speak into your marriages and your children's lives, and you can bind, and you, but you can also loose. Be loosed from this thing that's torturing you. Be loose from this thing that's tormenting you. Wow. Glory to God. I want to show you one more scripture, then we're going to pray. Because I said 10 minutes, and I know I've gone at least five. Let's go real quickly to Mark chapter 6. Can we have some music? Let's have some music on up here. We gave you a five-minute break. Get back up here. And I want to just show you something real quick here. Because we're going to pray. But you got to understand how this works. Now remember the father who had the son with the demon, brought him to Jesus' disciples. Jesus' disciples prayed, nothing happened. Jesus comes, what are you doing with my disciples? And the father says, I brought my son who has a spirit, and it's tried to kill him. It's tried to cast him in the fire, cast him in the water. And he said to Jesus, if you can do anything, please help us. And Jesus said, if you can believe, remember that? And this is what he said, if you can believe, and this is where our battle takes place. It's right here. It's right here in our minds, in our spirits. If you can believe, all things are possible. Jesus said that. All things are possible to him who believes. Now, let me show you the flip side of that, because I think it'll help some of us. And this is in Mark 6. And it says in verse 1, Jesus went out from thence. He came into his own country. Now things are getting ready to be different in his own country than they are everywhere else. Because everywhere else he goes, all that list of things I just told you that the disciples saw Jesus do, healing and unstopping deaf ears, all that stuff, he did it everywhere else. But let's see what he does when he goes home. And so the Bible says he went to his own country and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, and they said, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? Why in the world does he have this? That even such mighty works are wrought by his hands. Emphasis on him and hands. In other words, what wisdom is this which is given unto him? That even such mighty works are wrought by his hands. What's special about him? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James? This is where he used to live. This is where he grew up. These people had carnal vision. They could only think of him hammering nails and sawing boards and running around with brothers and sisters when he was a kid. And Joseph and of Judah and Simon, and are not his sisters, aren't they here with us? And they were, look at this, they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And look at verse 5. And he could there do no mighty work. In other words, he could not do mighty works there, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. Now, some of us would call that a pretty good service. But when Jesus does what Jesus wants to do, that's not much. All I could do is heal a few sick folk. I wanted to heal everybody. And he marveled. Stay with me here. Almost done. And he marveled because of their... Are you there in verse 6? Watch this. He marveled because of their offense. Okay. He marveled because of their unbelief. He marveled because of their unbelief. Now, here's my point. The environment of offense. The environment of offense here is defined as unbelief. And here's the point. When we hold on to our offenses, because I want to see, listen, I want to see the miraculous take place here. So I want to help you. Because I believe we pray for people and they don't get healed and they don't understand why they're not healed. And I believe that we try to see the power of God move sometimes and the power of God doesn't move. And it's not because the Bible didn't say he didn't do many works there. It said he could not do mighty works there. There was something that bound him up. You with me? And the Bible's very clear to tell us they were offended. And their offense, that environment of offense, is defined as unbelief. Because when you hold on to offense, when you hold on to your offense, you will always let go of the miraculous. You cannot hold on to offense and hold on to the miraculous at the same time. Offense requires you to hold on with both arms. You're going to be offended. You're going to be upset. You're going to be bitter. You're going to be angry. It takes two hands. So does the miraculous. So you're going to have to decide. You let go of that offense. So-and-so did this to me. You can have your offense or you can have your miracle. But you can't have both. And Jesus could not do what he wanted to do. Musicians, singers, come on up, would you? Now, here's what I want to do. I want to take just a moment because I just ended with a real left hook there. I know that I did, but this is orchestrated by the Lord. I do believe that the Lord has orchestrated this tonight. I read that scripture because I would like to see everybody. Now, listen to me. Wouldn't this be awesome if everybody in the house? Even everybody who's watching live stream tonight, wouldn't it be awesome, Brother Pace, if everybody that needs healed would be healed? It can happen. The Lord wants it to happen. He was disappointed in Nazareth. He was disappointed in his home country where he wanted to work, but he could not work. And he wants to work here tonight. So I would like us to take about, and listen, it does not, I don't care what psychiatrists say, psychologists say. I don't care what books on forgiveness say. I'm here to tell you by the authority of the Word of God that all you've got to do to forgive somebody is decide right here to forgive. It is a decision. You say, Brother Hawkins, even when I decide to forgive, that feeling's still there. I'm not talking about your feelings. I'm talking about your decision. Your feelings will catch up. But right now, you got to do the right thing. You got to speak the right thing. You've got to decide the right thing here. Would you stand with me all over this building? If you're able to stand, stand. If you can't stand, just stay in your seat. That's okay. I want to take about 2 minutes. I would like us to do all over this sanctuary to do some soul searching. If there's anything in your heart, I mean everybody, old to young, boys and girls, men and women, I would like you to just ask the Lord to examine your heart. And God, if there's any offense in my heart, if I'm holding on to anything in my heart, take it out right now, Lord. Would you pray that prayer? Close your eyes. Begin to examine your own life, your own heart, because I believe God is going to do miraculous things in here tonight. Let's just get that junk right on out of the way. Lord, search us right now. God, I decide to forgive that man. I forgive that woman. I forgive that young man. I forgive that young lady. Come on, you just make up your mind right now. I decide I'm not holding on to that offense anymore. I will not be offended. Devil, you won't bind me by that because I'm going to get my miracle. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. Go ahead and forgive them. They don't deserve it. That's not about that. It's about you right now. This is about you. This is about you being right with your God. I won't hold on to that anymore. Purge that out of my spirit, Lord. Purge that out of my spirit, Jesus. I forgive them. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands, would you, to the Lord right now. Let's just thank him. God, I pray for healing to occur in the hearts of these people that have forgiven offenses right now. I pray for healing to move in. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Now, who needs a miracle tonight? Who needs the Lord to do something for you tonight? I would ask you to come forward. Just come on up around the altar, please. If you need delivered, if you need healed, if you need set free, if you need a miracle, whatever it is, just come on up. Just God's going to do a mighty work, and he's going to do a big work, and he's going to do it quickly. Lord, we got our hearts right. Now, Lord, we believe you tonight for a miracle. Church, would you just be in prayer right now? There are people right now, they're coming with pains. They're coming with situations. They're coming with circumstances that only the Lord can do anything about. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. I need some people that will believe God with me to come up and just stand behind these people that are here. If you needed a miracle, I need you to stand up close to the altar, because we're going to sandwich you just for a moment here. I need some faith-believing people. Come on up here. We're just going to, right now, we're going to surround you with people that believe God for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you don't have to tell me and you don't have to tell anybody, but I'd like you to just take a minute, even if you say it in your own heart, to let the Lord know, God, this is what I need from you tonight. This is what I'm believing you for. This is what I'm believing. This isn't the miracle I need. He already knows, but you need to go ahead and let him know. This is what I'm here for, God. This is what I believe you for right now. Now, would you just go ahead and raise your hands? Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, I bind every offense that would try to plague the minds of your people. Lord, I bind every spirit of unbelief that would try to bog down our minds. And in the name of Jesus, I pray a loosing power right now, God, that would take over. I mean, Lord, I want you to come in and take over right now. Take over right now. Take over right now. God, we put the keys in the lock, and we turn it in the name of Jesus. And right now, I tell you, church, be loosed. Be loosed from your infirmity. Be loosed from that thing that has you bound. Be loosed from that addiction. Be loosed right now. Be loosed. Be loosed from that infirmity that has your body sick. Be loosed from that disease. Be loosed from pain. Be loose from anxiety. Be loosed from depression. Be loosed from every mental illness. Right now, be loosed. Be loosed and be made whole by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus. That's it. Come on now. Let the Lord work right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Go ahead, wait on it. It's coming. It's right here. Come on. That's it. That's it. Let it flow. Let it flow in the name of Jesus. Be loose in the name of Jesus right now, right now, right now. No more bondage. No more bondage. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on now, we just need to praise him right now. Would you do that? Would you just praise him right now for the work he's doing, the work he's done? God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Oh, come on. The Holy Ghost is doing a beautiful work here right now. I'm telling you, joy is pouring into people's hearts. Haven't had joy for a long time.